This inner space is a balance between alertness and relaxation. It's not that one's hypnotizing oneself or that one's stepping away from reality. I mean, really, one is confronting reality.
That's a space you create for yourself, and people come to you rather than you going out looking for them.
It's a universal game, isn't it, of hiding and then coming back. And it appears that they can learn to hide their bodies before they can hide their thoughts.
I worry about the direction in which privacy is headed, and I think it's going to have to do a full circle, otherwise it's going to come back and bite us all on the bum.
Sometimes the world feels like it's grinding on me, and I just can't keep up the pace. We're like rats trapped in a cage, sad resignation on our face. We've got to find a way to live together. Personal space.
Dream home.
You know I need it.
Well, this is the new home world. It's the latest episode, I suppose, in a long-running suburban serial. When it's finished, it's going to have about 120 homes, I understand. But at the moment, it's a construction site, so we can hear a whole lot of the building going on. And it's kind of interesting that this is the workplace of men rather than women. Now, when they're lived in, when they become homes, then they become the sphere of influence and power and control of women. And men are kind of relegated to the margins of them.
Personal space.
You know the answer's right in front of me.
Victor 4 to Victor 2.
Okay, mate.
You got a
comp,
ain't
you? Yeah, pretty much.